You're listening to SBS News.
Like many Australians, 23-year-old Melbourne student Bayu Pratama was exposed to horse racing and gambling through his friends, but his habit escalated.
And then all of a sudden, when my friends doesn't want to go anymore, I started to go by myself. It becomes more kind of like recreational gambling, and it kind of let me think that like I do gambling just for the sake of spending my own time, and led me to believe that I can make money out of it.
Mr. Pratama, who has an Indonesian background, started working in the racing industry. He thinks there is a stigma attached to problem gambling.
It's a shame for your family. And myself as a young people and a lot of international students who are young as well, they don't have the platform to think about that, to even talk about that, because it's such a shaming, and it's a shame culture essentially.
National figures show Australians spend about $24 billion on gambling every year. But it's not just young people suffering from gambling addictions. A gambling harm forum held in Melbourne heard about older migrants who are socially isolated also being at risk. The Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria's deputy chair is Dr. Sundram Sivamali.
There is an urgent need, as we have seen, the harm from gambling has affected quite a large number of communities, and particularly the communities that come from culturally, linguistically diverse background.
He says often the problem is hidden and many rural people are especially vulnerable.
They feel a little bit lonely at home, isolated. And if they don't have other support services, such as a network they could, you know, link up to, they feel that going to the venues like this gives them an opportunity. It's warm, particularly on a cold day.
One local council in suburban Melbourne with a large Italian community is trying to change young people's perceptions and society's normalisation of gambling. The Darabin mayor is Susan Rennie.
You know, we used to have 10-year-old kids running around with the name of a pokies venue on their soccer tops, and now those kids are running around with a different sponsor, and that's much more healthy, and it just means that they're not kind of connecting their sport with a pokies venue.
The Victorian Responsible Gambling Foundation told the forum gambling rates are decreasing and less people are putting bets on the annual Melbourne Cup horse race. But the Ethnic Communities Council says any responsible gambler has the potential to become addicted. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.